The 20-some years that Public Art St. Paul has been here, I think, is first a wonderful record. I think they fill a great need in St. Paul.
I actually think that Public Art St. Paul is on the leading edge of public art. What is unique about Public Art St. Paul and what's at the cutting edge is trying to select artists who are really thinking in this multidimensional way.
And one great thing that I've seen happen over time, and it's not just my involvement, but it's the board, the leadership of Public Art St. Paul as well, too, and Christine's leadership, is that it's become open, much more open and equitable.
When I first started working with Christine Potos Larson, she was so helpful with that project. So whenever I had some questions about public art, I would just give her a call.
All the work I do, all the work that Christine Baumler does, all the work that Marcus Young does, I mean, all of that is about place.
Public Art St. Paul is essentially an entrepreneurial nonprofit venture. And in that sense, I've been an entrepreneur since I was a kid.
Christine Potos Larson is founder and president of Public Art St. Paul.
I was not an art history major, and even as a young person in both high school and college, I did take art classes, but I was known as the comic relief of the class. But my life really turned around on the visual arts. When I was in high school, they weren't advertising, but I needed something to do with my summer. And so did my sister, who was 2 years older. And we decided that we would just knock on the door of the Walker Art Center. There we were for the whole summer saying, you know, we're all yours. We love the Walker Art Center. This would have been in the mid-1960s. So then it's the fall of 1970, I'm looking for a job, and there was a job opening at the Walker Art Center, amazingly enough, as an assistant to the registrar, and I threw my application in with everything else, and they hired me not because I had an art history major, but because they remembered I had been a volunteer there when I was in high school. And that really, I would say, you know, if you just look at little doors you go through in your life, the experience of being at the Walker in 1970 and 71 was just a thrilling time. Just my interest in the visual arts, again, it was not by the book or not by the course. It simply was far deeper and far more expansive. And the opportunity really to talk to serious leaders in the artistic thinking of our time. After working at the Walker, I got a master's degree in education, and I did actually teach, not art. I taught English and social studies for a couple years, and then I just didn't want to do that anymore. And that's when I saw that they were building this new American National Bank building downtown St. Paul, and I thought, you know, if they are doing that, spending that money, perhaps they might like to start a collection of art in connection with that. And I don't know what they're doing to reach out to the community. I suggested to the bank that really, even as an economic and wise use of resources, why not buy real art? If you've got $60,000, why not buy real art that supports the artists of the community and will also send a message to the community that this is a bank that cares about growing all parts of its community?
I'm Andy Driscoll. This new blend of corporate art on display and its reflection of the community it caters to led to a string of similar encounters with other St. Paul businesses and even to a business that would itself evolve into Public Art St. Paul. Potos Larson credits former St. Paul companies, now Travelers executives, especially former Vice President Dave McDonnell, for setting the stage in his capacity as both a corporate representative and an engaged citizen.
The benefit for us was that it gave us an unbelievable insight into city government. and how things worked, how the city planned its future, how it built its present, how it managed its capital resources. You could never find a better resource than Dave McDonald to be sitting next to you and basically tutoring you. What the next step was, the St. Paul companies provided an amount of money. I wouldn't call it a grant because there was no nonprofit to receive it. They simply had a contract they gave to, at the time, Dick Broeker and me, to hold a series of meetings over a period of a year to explore this in more depth. It really was more community discussions, and we had hundreds of people all over the community involved in this. And at the end of the year, and you know, there were about maybe five different reports that came out of it. What are you going to do about literally art in architecture? What are the opportunities before us? What is the city going to be building in the next 20 years? And how does art have a part of it, whether it's a bridge or a streetscape or a building or a park? There was one that talked about art more as part of the everyday experience of the city, not necessarily through Capitol building. So do we really want a program, for example, that's only reliant upon Capitol dollars, that's the percent for art model, or do we want something that can go beyond that, beyond the time that the building is built, you know, and beyond the time the park is finished, you know, so that you don't just check off done art, now we're not going to do it again. And we're only going to do art when there's a capital project. At the end of that year, Mayor Latimer and Bob Howe again convened people. They presented a report. They said, what we're recommending is not an arts commission. What we are recommending is the formation of a nonprofit. And the nonprofit will serve as the big tent. It will have openings at the table for the city and the county and the state, for the design community and the art community, and for the community, for community leaders, to have this fuller discussion and to make decisions about what kinds of activities we want to pursue. And the St. Paul Company said, not only are we recommending that, we will fund it for the first X years of its existence. And so it was at that meeting, everyone was very enthusiastic about this, and it was at that moment that Public Art St. Paul was born. St. Paul was really very much behind other cities nationwide in terms of the idea of public art.
Again, Christine Potus Larson.
With the advent of the National General Services Administration,